Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are. We wouldn't be here, so let's not waste any more time. Here's Bradley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the next Brad and Body Podcast. It's great to have everyone listening in. We have round 8 in the bank for the NBL and round 2 in the bank with a major upset for the WNBL. Botond, my friend, how are you?
I'm very well. Which one do you reckon is the major upset?
Is there any bigger upset than Geelong beating Southside?
What, you mean a totally new franchise beating the defending champions?
Yeah, pretty much,
you reckon
yeah.
I reckon that's
considering everyone in Australia said they're not going to win a game this round.
Yeah, we were the same. We're not quite, but we were sort of confident it would take them half a season to find their way. Yep. And to beat Southside, that was just a fantastic, fantastic performance.
Unbelievable. So let's stay there. So obviously some good games on the weekend. I'll go through it quickly. Townsville beat Perth in Perth. As we said, Geelong, wow, beat Southside. Bendigo, we knew that one. Capitals, they beat them. Southside, the Flames game, that was an interesting game.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. Southside, as I recall.
Yes, you did. Thank you. And Perth beating Adelaide, I think we
Perth.
I think we did. Yeah. We said that. And, well, Bendigo beating Geelong, we all agreed with that. So let's start with Townsville. Obviously, they just kept rolling on, and I thought Alicia Froling was great with 25 and 10.
Yes, she was, and they were very good. It was a pretty good game of basketball, actually.
Shout out to Courtney Woods as well, 25 points as well.
Yeah, that sounds – whenever people say Courtney Woods, I feel like that's something that happened to Little Red Riding Hood. You got Courtney Woods. Anyway, moving on. Come on, come back. You can't leave dead air while you're
at
laughing.
At bodynodge.com. Okay. Well, yeah, so anything more than that?
Good.
I mean, look,
it was a good performance.
Townsville were Townsville, yeah?
Yeah, they were very solid just stuck to their game plan and really beating Perth in Perth and opening the season by beating Geelong in Geelong. To bank 2 road wins is even better than banking 2 home wins. So they're already laying the foundation for postseason.
And let's not forget, you know, they lost Alice Kunick and Sammy Whitcomb last year. So it's not like Townsville have got their bulk of their team and everything. They lost some big numbers there.
Steph Reed and
they lost some guns. And, you know, like let's take Geelong out of the thing because that wasn't a great performance from them last week. But to win in Perth, I thought it was pretty good. Anyway, Geelong came out 30-24 in the first quarter. And that was unbelievable. But they were down at halftime. They were up by 2 at halftime or 3 or whatever it was. But they hung in there and what a game that was.
It was a phenomenal win because you remember last week we were talking about their lack of score power. They scored 58 in the first game. They had 54 at halftime.
Well, what I thought was interesting, that's a good pickup. What I thought was interesting, the top 3 scorers in the game with 27, 25, and 20 was all Flyers.
Mm.
They all scored. And then you had, you know, the core of Geelong getting their points. And I thought Keely Froling was great, 18 and 14. And Hayley Jones had a great game as well. But what a win for Geelong and well done to them. I've got to be honest, that's what I was expecting round 1. Remember I said I thought they were going to win? Yeah. That's the game I was expecting and it came out game 2.
What makes this even better is that Lynetta Kaiser, their import centre, was crook and didn't play either of the 2 games. Mm. And Danielle Raber, who also is eligible for Israel, is off playing for Israel in a FIBA window. Mm. So their 2 biggest players weren't even there. Mm. And the contribution of players like Gemma Potter and Jazz Shelley and Alyssa Britt, they're the right moments. They did the right things at the right moments. Sarah Ellsworthy was another one. They got a really good team performance. And that's an excellent way to start your WNBL history.
Amen. I love that. Moving on to the next game. Look, we all picked Bendigo, you and I picked Bendigo to beat the Caps. Sammy Whitcomb going bang, 25, 9, and 7. I mean, that was big game. Marianne Itolo just keeps doing Mariana things, so 22 and 8. I thought that was a good game. Jade Melbourne is producing well for Melbourne with 21 points. But again, the Caps are going to win a couple of games, but it's going to be tough for them. Bendigo just going along nicely.
Yep. Southside Sydney was a really good result, I thought, because Southside, having lost in the first round to Perth and then having lost to Geelong, you know, they're back on their heels a bit of a worry. So,
Michaela Roof, that was an interesting one coming off, 27 or 25 last week? I think it was 27. Very quiet game. for her 4.6 rebounds. So I'm just wondering where they've got to fit that in, because they need her scoring punch, and Kayla George had 22 and 14, but they need that extra, especially no Lauren Nicholson anymore, obviously. So, but look, good win by Southside, and I guess one that we all would have probably predicted after losing to Geelong. If you know, that would happen, you'd expect them to bounce back like that. You're not convinced on Adelaide yet, are you?
Well, not until Steph Talbot's able to suit. When Steph Talbot suits, you know, this is a girl that was All-Star 5 of a World Cup a couple of years ago.
And she was balling that too.
So, I mean, you take that out and you go, all right, they've got to convince us. But put that in, I mean, they still did reasonably well, losing 78-92 to Perth. In Adelaide, but Perth was terrific. I know I was really wrapped for Alex Cipitone, who's been on the program. She had just an outstanding
15 and
game.
5. 15, yeah. 4 assists, 5 rebounds. Yeah, great game.
And just have a quick look at the blocks.
Yeah, you're right, actually. She did have a few of those, didn't she? What was that? Was that three? Yeah, three blocks.
She blocked one and one in, took the ball the length of the floor, went all the way through and scored, even used her left hand, which is a rarity for her. Yeah. When I was coaching her as a kid, you know, it was like that was just something, an appendage that hung on one side of the body.
What's that thing following you? It's called your left hand. Izzy Belays was great. Oh, Borlase, sorry, Izzy Belays. 24 and 5. Annalie Maley did well, 18 and 12. But yeah, Perth were just too strong there. And then to round out the round was Bendigo. Oh man, they're just getting better and better. I mean, when I say better and better, they look stronger every game they're playing at the moment. And Sammy Whitcomb, man, she's MVP at the moment.
Yeah, she's MVP right now.
Yeah, 28 and 7 with 5 steals. And I thought Keely Froling was great again in a losing team, 26 and 13. But yeah, Bendigo to win at the moment.
I want to see more of Townsville. I want to see more of Perth. Yeah, and I want to see Southside at full strength. Look, Bendigo was 30 up at one stage in this game, 32 up at one stage in this game. And incredibly, Geelong got it back to 12 in the last quarter.
Wow.
And the momentum had shifted. Sammy Whitcomb hits a corner three, back to 15, back to ball game over. But it was a really fantastic effort from United in the second half to outscore Bendigo. So they come away from that game with something. Because, again, they didn't have Raber or Kaiser. So, I think they can come out of that round feeling pretty good about themselves.
Yeah, that's fantastic. No, definitely. Anything more? Look, why don't you be your player of the round? I'll go first. Look, I loved Keely Froling. I thought she had two outstanding games with 18 and 14 in the win and then 26 and 13 in the loss that we know too. But she was my – I had Sammy Whitcomb last week, but I thought Keely was outstanding to back up and really get that win for him in game one, two of that round.
I've got Sammy Whitcomb this week.
There you go.
25 points against Canberra with 7 rebounds, 9 assists and a steal, and then come out against Geelong, 28-7, 2 and 5 steals. So extraordinary performance because, as I said, Geelong did make a run and they had to be put down. It was Sammy that put them down. She's my player of the round, but I think they're two good ones, actually.
Fantastic. Well, I think that's about a wrap for the WNBL. Thank you. And let's move on.
We're not going to take any predictions this week. Good. Because you're that bad that you just don't even want to dare go there.
Sorry, you're right. God, let's go. Flames at home against Bendigo.
Bendigo.
Yeah, I agree. Caps at home against Perth.
Perth.
Yep. Geelong at home against Adelaide.
I think Adelaide.
Geelong in the upset. Okay. Townsville at home against Bendigo. Oh.
Townsville, I reckon. This is the one Bendigo drops because Sammy will be trying to do so much, you know, because she's ex-Townsville. I just think there's external factors that'll play into
this. I'm with you, but I'm going Bendigo.
Okay.
Probably because you went for Townsville. Southside at home against Caps. Southside to win it.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's the WNBL. Well, what a round it was in the NBL, have we said, after round 8. There's been some interesting games this weekend. Body, give me your top 6.
Right now, my top 6 goes 1, Melbourne, 2, Adelaide, 3, Sydney, 4, Illawarra, 5, New Zealand, 6, Southeast Melbourne. So, again, I had stayed with Tasmania and Cairns for a fair while, but yeah, I had to get off them last week. And once again, New Zealand, Southeast Melbourne haven't done a lot wrong. Okay, I know New Zealand got beat by Tasmania, but there were circumstances which we'll discuss later. Tell me your top six. How do you?
Yeah, so we're going through my top six today. So we'll go through those games. I'm going to just say to you, 7 to 10 at the moment, I know we're equal. The same, I should say, Perth 7, 8 Tassie, 9 Cairns, 10 Bullets. Correct. Just making
yeah,
sure.
That's
you're,
how
yeah.
I'm going, yeah.
Yeah, that's I how I've done. All right, my top six, very similar, same teams, just a little bit different order. I've got Melbourne 1 after that round. Well, Adelaide 2 after what they did to Illawarra. I've got Illawarra at 3 at the moment just because they've beaten Sydney. Mm-hmm. And I just feel they're this game, and they're playing Sydney this round too.
This week,
so I can't. So they're Illawarra, Sydney in that 3-4. I've moved Southeast up to 5. I saw them play on the weekend. They blew the Sydney game, and I'm going to ask you about that one because you even wrote an article about it. But they played really well that game and shot crappy and still had a chance to win it, right? So I actually – there's something I'm liking about Southeast at the Melbourne, but there's also stuff I don't like about it. Then I've put New Zealand in 6. That was a game they should have won. They came out pretty poor. And
But that happens. Everyone's done that.
Everyone's doing it. Absolutely. So let's start with Melbourne. Oh, my God. That's three things. Oh, my God. CG43. How good was he? Wow.
That was a throwback performance, really. So when he was shooting 50 for Melbourne Tigers a decade ago. You know, it's just, and I'm so
The only thing we missed there, buddy?
What?
A 48-minute game because he would have had 60.
Yeah, which still wouldn't have beaten Reg Biddings' 40-minute record of 63 or Al Green's 48-minute record of 71. Yeah. I mean, be that as it may, I mean, what I liked is that Chris has been subjected to quite a few headlines this season for other behaviour. And you know, it's bad behaviour, and it's really good to just see him at his best again. Just Amen. Show us that side of you, mate.
Amen.
Because you're not flopping, you're not whining, you're not doing any of that. You're just playing. And when he's playing like that, man, that's just a joy to behold. All is forgiven.
Fun.
Just watch that. Don't do that crap. Just do that.
Wasn't it fun? Well, of course, he at 46 points we're talking about off 32 shots. I have no problems with the fact that he took 32 and 21 of those was 3. Mate, keep shooting. No problem. Yeah. 9 threes he made, obviously, 5 of 5 from the 3-point line. Shout out to Matthew Dellavedova. Only took 4 shots and he's taken a lot more, but he had 12 assists. Now, exactly. Go to the man that's hot. You know, Ian Clark had 11 shots. Jack White had 9. Everyone else was like 4 or less.
Jack White got hurt.
He only played 16 minutes. That's right. Yeah. But I just love the fact they were down 10, you know, and then won the third quarter 32-12. And I think Ty Webster came out this week or something, put something in the press.
Yes.
It was great. It was fantastic.
It is. Because CG43 was pretty outstanding. He had 21 against Brisbane in Brisbane at 50%. Then he shoots 46. At 50%. Amazing. So he's shooting at 50%. He's gone 67 points. That's 33.5 points for the round per game. You know, it's like, it's pretty fantastic.
Well, let me ask you this then. We've got both of us have Perth at 7. Now, they did the job on the, was that Thursday night or Friday night? I think it was Thursday night against Tassie and then went
just
to Melbourne.
The
That's right? Just did the job with Will McVay-less. Will Magnay-less Tasmania Jack Jumpers, right? So how much do you read out of...
That's their Olympic contribution.
Yeah, it's a good
Will
point. Will
McVay-less.
So
when you
is that good enough for Perth to say, well, it obviously isn't because you've still got them at 7?
I wasn't dazzled. Look, I haven't... There've been
You're
a
not
couple
sold on them, are you?
No, there's been a couple of times where they've looked the goods and I thought, okay, back that up. If you back that up, see, even that win over Tasmania, not great, but if they had backed that up and beaten Melbourne, I'd have gone, okay, you won ugly, you won well, great, you're to be considered. But they're still in that sort of grey area. For me, I don't know how you rate them.
Well, I've got them at 7. And the only reason I've got them at 7, I thought I don't know if you know this, but Brian Gorjan, he's the coach of the Sydney Kings, right? So I'm not
I do
sure
know that.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. And I actually was an assistant to him for a little while.
Oh, no.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I did know that, but we've gone on at least three shows where you haven't said it. It's some sort of record.
I actually listened to his
post-comp. Wait, is that balloons and streamers coming down from your ceiling?
That's no, that's your eyes. That's your eyes.
Yeah, well, it probably is.
No, I thought what he said in the post-game I thought was really good, where he said there's seven teams, and he didn't say what seven, but there's seven teams here, one's going to miss out. That's as simple as he put it. Like, and there's seven teams that are good enough to win this competition. One's not even going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really good, and it made me sort of look at it from a different angle going, he's right. Like, we got Perth at seven, and they've got the MVP of this league not playing at the moment. Now, I don't know if he'll be MVP this year, but I'm just using that as an analogy. No, probably not. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that Perth, to just say they're seven is show you how strong these other teams are, right? But you look at Illawarra, they're in a slump now. I mean, I'm probably going to get shot for saying that, right?
No,
but you know, you just look at this and you just think to yourself, yeah, I'm not sold on Perth. And I don't know why, but I look around and think there's some others as well. Anyway, let's move on to the Adelaide game.
Think it is, Brad? They rely too much on 1-on-5 basketball.
So much.
I'll give someone the ball and go say, like, go to work. How about you set some screens, you get some people
don't
open.
Don't do it anymore.
So that they can, yeah.
Don't do
and
it anymore.
I saw Mike Wells do that with Jarrell Martin in the Adelaide 36ers game against Illawarra. The ball got passed to Jarrell Martin. He yelled out, go to work. Jarrell Martin turns around. He had four Illawarra players on him.
Still shot it.
Well, no, that's not the point. The thing is, if he's going to work, how's he going to go to work against four? Run some offense.
That's this league. That's what they do. Over dribble, ball heavy, dominant, and just too much.
I wonder Connor Henry went home.
Yeah. You over dribbled. Speaking of Connor Henry, Adelaide 36ers, they beat the Illawarra Hawks. I'm going to start with Illawarra for the reason being, is there worrying times now? They scored 79 points.
Look, no. I'll tell you why I don't think so. Because, okay, you're reintegrating Trey Kell, who's been out for a few weeks. He's got a personal thing where he's, you know, whether it says so or not, he wants to do well against Adelaide. So there's that. Now, what you've done is you've changed the rotation. William Hickey, Davo, who's been fantastic. He was second-guessing himself all game. He was a shadow of the player he has been because he's now got to refine where he fits. You know, they're just in that little bit of – I would expect them to come out and play great against Sydney. If they didn't play great against Sydney this round, then I'd start to get nervous.
Okay, fair call. Well, I cannot wait for that game. I'm calling that game, and we're in venue for that on Saturday night too. So that's going to
fantastic.
Be an absolute beauty.
Put the mute button on ahead of time.
Hey, you and my wife and about a couple hundred other thousand people don't worry about it. Trey Kell played 28 minutes, 18 points. I mean, he shot at 63%, had a good clip. So you're right. I like what you're saying, and let's see, and don't be too quickly to judge.
Yeah,
but
no,
let's
no.
go to Adelaide. Man, Montrez, man, that guy.
Yeah, he was
25.
Good.
Really, he was great. DJ had 23. What I liked is only from 14 shots. That's right. Good.
That's
you
better.
Know. Yeah.
What did Humphries do?
Sorry?
What did Isaac Humphries do?
22 points, 9 shots, 8 points, 5 rebounds. Not enough.
No, he was. I think he's a little bit left out, but you know,
it
they still
feel
got to find their way
like
with
that,
him and Jarrell. And,
yeah. Kendrick Davis, I thought was okay, but just a little like he 4 of 13. It just looked like some of them were forced. But hey, take nothing away. He had 12 points off turnovers. Their fast break points was 23.
Yeah.
You know, they did well, and I thought you can't do any more than win against a good team, and that's what they did. So we've talked to Illawarra.
Kendrick Davis, Mark Davis said to him, right, you're grounded for that performance. You can't go out till Wednesday.
Oh, there's so many comments I could have just made. The next two I've got in my top six is Sydney versus Sydney 4 and Southeast 5. Well, let's just talk that game straight away, right? That was a pretty dogged first three quarters is probably the easiest thing to say. And it wasn't, It felt not the prettiest game, I'm assuming, to watch on TV. I mean, I was obviously live, but geez, it felt good there. It just felt like teams were playing hard. Their energy was good. They were trying their best, but just couldn't drop a shot. Like the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix shot 34% from the field. And I'm thinking to myself, Matt Hurt, 3 of 18. He's been awful. Awesome.
He and Mooney from New Zealand, who are such reliable shooters, had really bad weekends.
You know, we said like a Nathan Sobey, 1 of 11 from the three-point line. Now, I'm going to go straight to an article, which was fabulous, that you wrote. And for all our listeners, I know that you know, okay, BOTINAGY.com. He tried to win that game at the end, buddy.
He's done it before, Nathan. He sort of thinks he's the alpha male and he's the best option, and he's going to win it for him. It doesn't come from a place of bad intent, but but it ends up with bad result because as many games as he wins for you, he's going to lose twice as many. That's two games he's lost for him, I believe, in that last quarter. Illawarra a couple of weeks ago, and again there, where his shot selection, his turnovers, his decision-making, even when he doesn't have a turnover, sometimes the pass he gives to a teammate sets them up for failure. It's just, you know, you can't – hero ball doesn't work in our league. We don't have anybody that good.
And what it did is it allowed Jalen Adams to be able to go, right, I'm going to work tonight. Right. He was there was three players I thought were great for the Kings. Xavier Cooks was just a constant all night, just kept trying his butt off, 17 and 12. And, of course, Mr. Six-Man at the moment, Kwot Noi, came out and hit a couple of threes but then got 16 points, which is great. And then in the last few minutes, Gorge just says to Jalen, let's get on that on-ball pick and roll. Go win it.
I mean, realistically, Jalen Adams had 12 in the last quarter, and he had 11 of that 20 11 of the 12 came after Malik Lewis blocked his shot and had a few words to say to him. And I reckon that fired him up.
But I even said that in the thing. Be careful you don't wake the sleeping giant here, right? Malik Lewis, message learnt. Yes, message learnt. New Zealand. So that we round out the top six with them. How do you rate their weekend after the fact that Tassie were always going to win a game eventually? They're too good not to. New Zealand riding off some fantastic weekends. What happened?
I think that's just it. You know, they have played some great basketball. And teams do this. They can't stay at that level, that high level.
You probably don't want them to as well, Boddy. You need to do that in March, right? And February. So it's a good point you make.
They flogged Melbourne, they flogged Adelaide, they're due to exhale, and that's where they exhale, going down to Tasmania thinking, we got these guys. You know, they're in a bad shape.
Two problems in that game. Mooney, 2 of 10. You've already mentioned how he struggled. Yep. And Jonah Bolden, not sure what it is. Definitely a calf issue. My feeling is it's a tear. Like, you saw him look behind straight away, and that's never a good look. Just played over 3 minutes, and I thought he's been really solid for them. I've got Bruce as one of my best mates, but I'd be the first. I'd say he's playing well. No, I think he's been great for them this year. You know, he is exactly what they need. Sam Meninga again. I think they're big three with Jonah and Freddie Gillespie and Sam Meninga have been great. So that hurt him. There's no question. Again, I'm with you a little bit. Let's see how New Zealand bounce back for this, what you were saying. Yeah. Okay.
They've got Cairns. I mean, they've got Cairns this week, so they should bounce back.
We'll talk about the Cairns game. Southeast just absolutely flogged Cairns. I picked Cairns to be last to finish this season. I'm not sitting any prettier except I just think Brisbane will get last because they're worse than Cairns. I think Sam Wardenberg is playing well. Yep. I love what Gat gives them, but it's not enough, if you know what I mean, like to get them wins. Jonah Antonio. What happened there? What happened with Jonah Antonio?
I hear everything you're saying, Brad, but they're in the same boat as Illawarra just experienced with a major player coming back that changes your rotation. Yeah. When they get everybody back and healthy, like they didn't have any of their imports in that last game. They did have Tanner Groves back. Sorry. But I mean,
he only played 9 minutes, mate.
Yeah.
So you're right. You've got two shots, 0 of 2. Cool.
When you know what your identity is, that's when you can really judge them. And they don't have their identity because they don't have their personnel.
I like what you're saying. And not only that, if anyone needs those core players, it's Cairns. Like, you know, no disrespect, they're not as deep as a Melbourne or as deep as even Adelaide or Sydney, where you can say, all right, go get this win. They need their boys. All right. Can you give me your, let's go best moment first, please. Hang on. We didn't talk about Brisbane game.
Do we have to? No, we don't have to. All right, let's move on. My best moment was a Clay Thompson-esque 25-point third quarter by Chris Goulding that was just awe-inspiring.
Oh, well done. You should be a writer, mate. You think of these things.
Crayons is very hard to write, Finn. Anyway, that was my moment. What was yours?
Oh, the Montrezl Harrell dunk. One where DJ comes down the middle, throws it up, he dunks, and then just looks at Hung Jung Lee to say, what do you think you're doing? You know, like, and it's just, and then later on in the game, I think he did a dunk when I think Kendrick Davis threw it up and he dunked it and he walks into the crowd and he puts his head on the king. He is box office. Yeah. He is phenomenal. We need guys like this in the league, right? With some blowouts that you're having and things, you just need guys. I have no doubt this is going to be one of the best final series when we get there, because there's some fantastic teams and it'll all be humming, right? Yep. But at the moment, with the injuries and people in and out and everything, it's making for games all over the place. But once everyone gets rolling and it's like, hey, we've got to get going, this thing's going to be, I can't wait. And I thought that was great. Do we need to ask our player of the round?
This is incredible. We've gone 157 shows, and it's only twice, and it's been both this times this season. This is going to be the third time that we actually agree on the player of the round, because it's so obvious. It was Bryce Cotton a few weeks ago. We couldn't split. Parker Jackson, Cartwright, we couldn't split. And this weekend, Chris Goulding.
CG43. All right. Well, I'm going to say, just because of that, I'm going with Jaylen Adams. No, I'm joking.
You're going with Chris Goulding. That'd be ridiculous.
No, CG43.
Let me give you my nudge nasty.
Please, go for it.
All right. It is coaches on the sideline, and I don't mean crapping onto referees or whatever, but when they're running along the sideline, playing defense, pointing, yelling, running back this way, running that way, who are you doing that for? You've played. I've played. A lot of our listeners have played. You know, when you're jogging back down the floor or you're sprinting up the floor, you're not looking over to the sideline. Oh, sorry, what's the coach want? Oh, yes, coach. Oh, you want me to get back on defense? Oh, geez, I wish you hadn't said that, because the guy I'm guarding just laid it up.
Sorry, I wasn't sure.
Look at you, you F-wit. No, seriously, it just, the carry-on is just so stupid. I noticed the two biggest exponents of this kind of nonsense are Mike Wells at Adelaide, Josh King at Southeast Melbourne, both replacement coaches. So I wonder if they're trying to show just how engaged they are and how much they're coaching. But it's nonsense. Players don't pay any attention to that shit.
I love it when we're calling in-house, because I get to see, like, we're right in front of the coaches. And Josh King did impress me the way he coached. I thought he was up and he got the best out of his players. It's an interesting philosophy.
But against Cairns, you can't. All right, give me your rose.
Look, mine is, I'm just going to read something that Scott Roth said, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, the last 24 hours have been quite emotional for our group. Very emotional. We have a lot of distraught players, family members, wives, spouses, and children. We have been brutally attacked through social media to the point where it's ugly. Man, what is going on, buddy? That can't happen in our sport.
The more we gamble, these gambling idiots who put their money on things and then go, oh, this guy cost me, and then they did their reaction. It's horrific. The law needs to be brought
into
this.
Upsetting.
This isn't an NBL thing. This should be police should be looking into this stuff. You can't be threatening people. It's ridiculous.
Man, when I can think, like, here's a young player, and I don't even know who it is, and his wife and the baby and things, some of the things that have said, like, oh, come on. No, that's not fair. No one deserves that. And it's not just in our sport as well, I know. But that, I'm so upset for them. I really am. Like, that's
online,
that
online
ruins
bullying.
Careers.
Yeah,
ruins
online careers. Bullying. No, ruins lives.
Well,
people
lives,
have committed
yes.
suicide because they've yes. been driven to all this kind of stuff.
No, but I'm
this
saying, is, like, you know, like, 100% don't, yeah, like, you know, as someone, and I know I've said it on this show before, as someone that, you know, I mentally struggled when I finished basketball, right? And I really struggled with the mental side of it. You know, I've got to now not be a professional basketballer. I couldn't even fathom to have that added pressure on top.
Yeah.
There's enough pressure as it is, and we didn't have that socials, to now get that on top where you could be thinking, I'm walking down the street, what's going to happen? Like, I could, Oh man, it just makes me feel sick, body, and I yeah, hope something I'm gets with done. So that's my Rosen Rattler. Mate, we're done. So
just one word because we're running late. Let's go.
Okay. Tassie at home against Brisbane.
Tassie.
Agreed. Perth at home against Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Oh, I'm going to go that too. I thought you were going to go Perth. Cairns at home versus New Zealand.
New Zealand.
I'm with you. Oh, man, this is not good. Illawarra at home versus Sydney.
Oh, we're about to split. I'm going with the Hawks.
Sydney. Yeah. Melbourne at home versus
Two
Adelaide.
Two viewers just swallowed their coffee.
Yeah.
What? Melbourne, Adelaide, Melbourne.
Adelaide. Whoa. I'm going Adelaide at home.
Brisbane,
Adelaide on the road, I meant to say. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yep. Brisbane losing against Perth on the at home? Or
I think so. I think so, yes.
Yeah, we can't. You and I just cannot trust Brisbane at the moment, can we?
No, we can't. We really can't.
Body, fantastically, thank you. And thank you, everyone, our listeners. We're loving the WNBL and the NBL. And we're only a few rounds into it as well. There's plenty of time. Until next time, we'll see you next week.
So shimmying. Brad, shimmying is all the rage.
Isn't it?
I'm looking at the, free throw line. I see Majok Deng do the little shimmy. Jalen Adams do the little shimmy. Quat Noi do the little shimmy before they shoot.
They love it.
Yeah, it's all. Did you used to shimmy when you took free throws?
Oh, there was no shimmying, but I did do it the other night. I had a really great meal, finished, stood up, did a little shimmy. Spent the next day in physio, though.